On today's Press Pass, Dan Telvach of Investigative Post discusses the dilemma of one of the region's most overlooked and polluted waterways, Skajakwita Creek. A big part of the problem, antiquated storm sewer systems in parts of Buffalo, Cheektowaga, and Depew. During heavy rainfall, sewage will overflow and run off into Skajakwita Creek.
It's the only one in the entire Niagara River watershed where it's unfit for aquatic life, meaning that a fish is not likely to survive its entire life. You know, it's going to die too early. And really all you'll see in there a lot of times is carp. Carp can survive just about anything.
Right.
But, you know, these other fish that might want to populate this creek aren't going to survive. It's not fit. And it's too polluted.
What about on an individual basis? Are they responsible for this? Are there things that they can do to help remedy the situation?
I wouldn't go as far to say that homeowners are responsible because they may not know, but they do have some responsibility because they may have a rain downspout connected to the sewer line directly. That's illegal. It shouldn't be happening, but it does, and it happens in Cheektowaga, and it still happens in Buffalo. Sump pumps. Is a sump pump connected directly to the sewer line? Shouldn't be. If you could find that out and disconnect it and have it go out to your yard like it should, that will help. The State Department of Environmental Conservation told the town of Cheektowaga that if you eliminate just 50% of the downspout problems and the homeowner, private homeowner and business problems, along with fixing the cracks in your sewer pipes, if you just fix 50% of that, they'll virtually eliminate all of their sanitary sewer overflows.
You know, Dan, I'm old enough to recall and lived close enough to the Lake Erie shoreline to recall what Lake Erie was like in the early 70s. Unswimmable, unfishable. That obviously is very different today. So there were things over the years that has changed that. It's not perfectly clean. We all know that for sure. That being stated, are there things happening right now that might give us some hope for Skajakwita Creek?
Oh, there's a few things that are happening. The Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper has funding to create basically like a paddle boat launch park near Black Rock on Niagara Street, right on the cusp of the creek. This is a really interesting project because this is an ugly section of the creek as well. There's an oily sheen to the water. There's just stuff floating in it that just doesn't look right. And it's not pretty there. But they're going to put a park there, and they're going to let people launch their paddle boats in there. And this will be interesting because I think it's going to upset some people when they see the condition of the water there, because it won't be fixed by the time this park is done. But that's an interesting project.
Absolutely.
And that will be done in the next couple of years. And then finally, Skajakwita Creek is now listed on the Niagara River's Area of Concern, which is basically the same designation as the Buffalo River got. And we all have seen what has happened with the Buffalo River. It's so different now than what it used to be 20, 30 years ago.
Dan Telvach, clearly you've done a lot of work on this. How can we follow you? We can follow you at investigativepost.org.
You can follow me on investigativepost.org. My Twitter handle is Dan Telvach, T-E-L-V as in Victor, O-C-K. And, of course, most of our work airs on WGRZ-TV, and we're now partners with WBFO, so most of our work will be on WBFO as well.
Glad for the updates, for sure, Dan Telvach, and we look forward to talking to you in days ahead on Press Pass.
Thank you.